There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 20 of the tabernacle, a lesson on satisfaction. Someone once said, "The only one who can satisfy the human heart is the one who made it." Our text today, Psalm 78, verses 18 and 19. They tested God in their heart by demanding the food they craved. They spoke against God, saying, "Can God spread a table in the wilderness?" As you may recall from one of our earlier devotions and also from Exodus 25, the table of showbread measures about 3 feet long, 1.5 feet wide, and just over 2 feet tall. Two stacks of 6 loaves would take up most of the room on this table. The height of the table, just 2 feet tall, suggests that the priest sat before it. Imagine the sweet aroma of freshly baked, hot loaves of bread sitting on a beautiful table made from acacia wood and overlaid with gold. What is it about the bread that is just so satisfying? The USDA lists bread as one of 4 major categories of staple foods in our country. Bread is the primary staple of Israel, the Middle East, and Central Asia. A staple food is a food that makes up a dominant portion of a population's diet. Food staples are eaten regularly and supply a major portion of a person's energy and nutritional needs. This is why when you eat at a restaurant, bread is the most popular food brought out to your table before the meal. If you're like me, you're so full and satisfied with the appetizer of bread that you aren't always hungry when the main course arrives. That's because whole grain bread contains complex carbohydrates that supply the body's main source of fuel and energy. Notice just a few of the many times bread is mentioned in the Bible. Matthew 7:9, or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? From Luke 15:17, "But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger?'" From Acts 2:42, "And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers." Bread is so commonly mentioned in Scripture because it was central and essential to daily life. Psalm 78 recounts the story of God's provision for the tribe of Ephraim as they wandered through the wilderness. Psalm 78, verses 12 through 16, recounts several things God had done for his people. He divided the Red Sea, led them with a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, and brought water from a rock. Yet verse 11 proclaims, "They forgot his works and the wonders he had shown them." In that context, we read the scripture for today's devotion. They tested God in their heart by demanding the food they craved. They spoke against God, saying, "Can God spread a table in the wilderness?" After all that God had done to provide for them, they were still unsatisfied and even questioned if God could spread a table. James Montgomery Boyce describes how Ephraim, one of the 12 tribes of Israel, tested God. "What seems to be the problem here is not the people expected God to provide the necessary food and water for them since he had brought them into the desert, and they needed these necessities lest they perish. The problem was first that the people were dissatisfied with what God had done, wanting more. And second, that they thought the reason God did not give them everything they wanted was because he could not. In other words, their sins were first, ingratitude, and second, unbelief. In both, they put God to the test. God could, and indeed did, spread a table before his people in the wilderness. However, his people often had short-term memory of what he had done. They also had faith issues that frequently kept them from completely trusting God. If they had fully trusted him, they would have found complete satisfaction in him. Not only is bread prevalent in Scripture, but it is also a powerful symbol of our Savior. We will examine this in more detail tomorrow as we conclude our week study on the table of showbread by focusing on Jesus as our bread of life. Like the freshly baked bread on the table of showbread, Jesus fully satisfies. Some questions to consider. In what ways are you prone to forget all the works and wonders God has done? How can you find your satisfaction in Jesus Christ and keep your confidence so that he can set a table before you even in the wilderness times of your life? How does the following scripture relate to the symbols of satisfaction and provision seen at the table of showbread? From Philippians 4:19, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.